Hello, and thanks for joining us for our Storage Headlines podcast. We review the top stories from the past week on our Storage Media Group websites and blogs. I'm Ellen O'Brien, editor here, and we're going to be talking about lots of news this week. Dell pulled the plug on its EMC relationship. We'll tell you what happened there. We've got news of storage systems for VDIs. CoRaid acquired a cloud storage startup, and we've got a good report out of Storage Networking World in Florida. But first, let's talk about the Dell deal. We've got Dave Raffo, senior news editor for the Storage Media Group here. Dave, what happened this week?
Dell officially ended its OEM and reseller deal with EMC after 10 years, and their contract had 2 years left to run. It was supposed to go until the end of 2013. But Dell has been buying its own storage vendors and to give it its own storage products over the last couple of years, most notably Equalogic and Compellent. So they felt they no longer needed EMC storage. They had resold or OEM'd EMC's Clarion, Solera, and Data Domain backup systems primarily, but they said they will support the customers who bought EMC storage through Dell will no longer sell EMC storage to any new customers. So this isn't a real surprise. It's been coming ever since Dell decided to go out and get its own storage products. When it started the deal back in 2001, Dell really didn't have any of its own network storage, and that's why it turned to EMC.
So you talked about Dell going and building its own outside relationships. What about EMC? Have they been doing the same? Do they have other channels here?
Yes, they do have other channels. They don't have any other OEM partners like Dell, but EMC has been building up its channel without Dell, adding resellers and VARs to sell its storage. The VNX multi-protocol unified mid-range storage system that it came out with in January that will replace the Clarion and Solera has not been OEM'd by Dell, and EMC has built up a channel for that. It has the VNXE, which is the SMB version of that system, which has been a channel-only play. So EMC says that their non-Dell storage channel sales has been up over 40% over the last year, so they obviously saw this coming. And they were selling less storage through Dell and more through other partners for at least the last year.
So finally, what about the customers? Is it a non-event for them if they're guaranteed support, or should they be worried?
No, I mean, the people who bought through Dell will still get support through Dell. If Dell customers are really set on EMC storage, they can still buy the same systems from EMC. This doesn't really affect any products or anything like that. The same products are out there. It's just a matter of who you're going to buy them from. And Dell did manufacture some of the lower-end systems, and now that manufacturing will go to EMC. But, all the products and the management software and everything else remain. So it really shouldn't have that big of an effect on customers unless somebody's a very strong Dell partner and doesn't want to do business with EMC.
All right, Dave, thanks so much. Thanks for checking in with us each week. We'll talk to you next Friday.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you guys.
Okay, now Hillary O'Rourke is going to join us. She's one of the contributors here at the Storage Media Group. She's going to dig into those headlines I mentioned earlier. Hillary?
Great. Thanks, Dave and Ellen. And in other storage headlines this week, Search Virtual Storage had news that both Pivot3 and Greenbytes have extended their iSCSI SAN product lines with systems optimized for VDI storage. Pivot3 rolled out its VStack VDI appliance, which they claim can handle as much as 115 virtual desktops per box. Greenbytes launched its HA3000 iSCSI SAN appliance with inline deduplication. The appliance is designed primarily, although not solely, as storage for VDI. For those of you looking to upgrade your VM storage appliances, you may be interested in hearing that startup company Tintree has rolled out a larger capacity dual controller system that includes VM auto alignment and a reporting tool that identifies latency from the guest operating system through the storage. The appliances only support storage with VMware, although Tintree executives say they expect to add support for other hypervisors, but the appliances do not support physical servers. In the clouds was news of storage vendor CoreRaid acquiring cloud orchestration company Yuntech. CoreRaid plans to use the technology from the cloud startup to accelerate its plans to build Ethernet SANs for public cloud storage providers. John Gilmartin, CoreRaid's Vice President of Corporate Marketing, said the vendor will use the Yuntech UnController suite software with its ATA over Ethernet-based EtherDrive SANs beginning in the first half of 2012. The suite offers features such as multi-tenancy, a RESTful API, and policy-driven control over cloud infrastructure resources. The Storage Soup blog had news that Symantec had upgraded its FileStore N8300 clustered scale-out NAS appliance to include deduplication for primary storage, metro cluster and cascading replication, and cloning of VMware images. This new version can now be used as a storage target in virtual machine environments, where a file-level cloning feature is used to create a golden image, and users can clone that image into thousands of VMDK files. Senior news writer Sonia Lely had news about Fibre Channel over Ethernet from Storage Networking World, which took place last week in Orlando, Florida. SAN company Brocade showcased its 1860 fabric adapter, which gives customers the option to implement 16 gigabit fiber channel, 10 gigabit Ethernet, or FCOE connectivity. Although Brocade describes the adapter as NEIO, Brocade's product marketing manager James D. Myers said he doesn't see many companies implementing FCOE. Though many are buying converged networks, he doesn't see them turning to FCOE yet. Looking for a freebie? Tanberg Data announced this week that its RDX QuickStore removable disk system will now include a free version of Altero Software's Hyper-V backup software, which allows users to backup two VMs to a QuickStore appliance. The free Hyper-V product is available to download off the Tanberg's website. And that wraps up this week's podcast. To read all of these stories or for more news, visit searchstorage.com, searchdisasterrecovery.com, searchvirtualstorage.com, and the Storage Soup and Data Defender blogs on itknowledgeexchange.techtarget.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Hillary. We'll talk to you next week.